In the summer, the Mendenhall Glacier is packed with tourists, but today it's foggy and drizzly and quiet, except for the sound of Lori Craig's ice cleats.
I thought we'd start right here.
Oh, perfect!
Because this is a really great way to get a sense of things now.
She's standing in the pavilion at the edge of the parking lot. In the background is the crystalline blue glacier. She points past a stand of hemlock and spruce towards Nugget Falls.
And that waterfall is awe-inspiring for people. They come from other places. They can go stand in the mist. There's goats you can see on the mountainside above. There's bears walking along, tucked into the trees. How do we preserve that magic while we're hosting a million people?
Mm-hmm. Craig's retired now, but she was Mendenhall's lead naturalist for 14 years. She saw thousands of visitors pass through, and she saw crowds that were too big to handle. Since her retirement, she's been vocal about the Forest Service's plans to upgrade the area. But it's not just her. Last spring, they received over 400 public comments. And they're listening. Some of those comments were addressed in three new plans released earlier this month. Earlier versions of the plans replaced the open outdoor pavilion with a large visitor center on the edge of Mendenhall Lake.
Instead of this beautiful, natural place where you can hear the dripping and you can hear the birds, because birds nest up in here.
So some of the new designs get the buildings out of the way and preserve the panoramic views of the glacier. When Craig came to Juneau in the 60s, the glacier was right outside the window of the current visitor center.
It was like looking at a wall of ice out the window.
But it's receded rapidly since then. Previous plans had motorized boats that would get tourists up to the face of the glacier. That raised concerns about emissions, noise, and larger crowds. The new plans offer an option to scale back on boats or ditch them altogether. Craig is in favor of giving up the pursuit of the glacier to preserve the area's other attractions.
But something as strong as a glacier that eats mountains for breakfast could disappear before my eyes is sad and astounding, but it's also opportunity.
Craig says the melting ice has revealed new habitats for bears, salmon, and other animals. All of the existing plans pose a threat to bears by breaking up their habitats and increasing their encounters with people. That worries Craig. Still, she says the new alternatives address many of her previous concerns, and she's hopeful that people will keep sharing their opinions this time around.
People get very tired of coming back and doing the same thing over and over again. I've been there. I've commented on this. I've done this 5 times already. The important thing is that when we commented the last time and said we want something different, the Forest Service listened and is offering something new for us to consider.
The Forest Service has not committed to any particular plan. Public input will inform their final decision. Comments can be submitted online, by fax, by mail, or by hand until February 21st. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.